A new era of Vikings football has begun, and one of the men who will lead the Vikings in this time is new head coach Mike Zimmer. Welcome to Minnesota, Coach.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it.
You bet. You've been a coach for a long time, but now you're a head coach. How's it feel?
Feels great. I'm excited. Can't wait to get going. Can't wait to get the team out on the field and start getting going with everything.
What a Mike Zimmer team. What kind of team is a Mike Zimmer team going to be here for the Vikings?
I think we're going to be passionate. I think we're going to play with a lot of energy. We're going to be a smart football team, and we're going to be a team that wants to make the fans proud and to come and watch us.
There are a lot of coaches in the NFL. There's a lot of teams. Why is this a good fit for you?
Well, you know, I'm a Midwestern guy. Grew up in Illinois, and so I've always had an NFC North background. Mm-hmm. You know, I love the area. I love to hunt and fish. The tradition here with the Vikings is fantastic. The Hall of Famers and the Purple People Eaters and all those things, you know, I really cherish all that.
You know, when you go into a job interview, a lot of times you're interviewing the company that you're there with. So when you looked at the Vikings, what were some things about the roster that you liked and the organization that you liked?
Well, I think we've got a lot of young players that have a chance to be great football players. We've got depth at a lot of different positions, and I think we have a chance to be an awful good football team for an awful long time. You know, we want to build a solid and steady football team, and so I think we have a great nucleus right now.
The extensive process that you go through when you're interviewing to be a head coach with the Vikings and with Rick Spielman and ownership, what were some of your impressions of this area, of the state of Minnesota and of the people that you met inside Winter Park and part of the franchise?
Well, you know, the people in the organization have been fantastic. You know, everybody here in the area in Minnesota are all very caring people. All the people I met, they seem excited about the Vikings. You know, I think they have a great following here, and so it's going to be a great marriage.
Some of your mentors as you were growing up as a young coach, you're the son of a coach, if I'm not mistaken, and you've coached under a lot of legendary men in this game. So who are some of the guys you looked up to when you were developing young in your career?
Well, I've coached for a lot of coaches, obviously, but you know, two Hall of Fame coaches that I was with is Barry Switzer, who's in the College Football Hall of Fame, and Bill Parcells, who's in the NFL Hall of Fame. And so I got a lot from that. And my dad's in a couple Hall of Fames for coaching, too, so that was always good.
No big deal, just a couple Hall of Fames?
Yeah, just a couple.
What's your next move? You have to fill out a staff. We have the Senior Bowl coming up, the draft, the combine, all that. So what's kind of on your agenda here in the short term?
Well, the biggest thing is getting the staff hired right now, getting the right nucleus for us, the right fit, the coaches in that have the same vision that I do. That would be the biggest thing, and then we'll start getting on with the draft and the Senior Bowl and evaluating players and start cranking away.
And you're going to go through this offseason process for the first time as a head coach. Are you getting a lot of advice from some of your friends in the coaching business who are head coaches, maybe Marvin Lewis, who you worked under for the last few years?
Yeah, well, quite a bit, actually. Parcells called me this morning twice, and he talked about things. And, you know, Marvin and I are very close friends. But I have several close friends in the NFL and that are head coaches, and so we talk quite often.
All right. Well, it's great to have you. Thanks for joining us, and get to work.
Thank you. I will.